Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
And number three, our identity is what is inside of us as sons of God. There's something, and when I say sons, that encompasses male and female. When Adam was created, Adam, some say it means red, but it's plural, male and female. That's why in Christ there is no male nor female. But when we were created, when we were born again as sons of God, God placed something in us. You're not the average, and I don't want to sound any kind of way, but you're not the average Joe on the street. Tell someone I'm a child of God. In other words, we carry the DNA that is God's. Come on, we're gonna work this. All right, we're gonna work it. You may not, you'll grasp it before we're finished. Now, the mere DNA of humans, just mere humans, not children of God, but mere humans, has caused great problems for the human race. We're going to break down this DNA thing. It's important. This is foundational stuff. This is origins. Origins. You know, when God spoke in the beginning in the book of Genesis, he said, "Let us make the man in our image and after our likeness and let them have dominion." Now, he hadn't formed man's body. He hadn't created his soul. What was God doing? God was speaking the DNA. This is what he will be. All right? Now, it's important for us to understand that we carry the DNA of God as a child of God. When Adam fell into sin, he forfeited something. He lost something of God. When he began to be ruled by his own understanding, he became another man. As a matter of fact, God warned him and said, "Adam, you may eat of all the trees of the garden freely, but in the day that you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you'll surely die." Now, in the account, after they partook of that tree, they continued to live, but they were living a different life. They were governed by a different principle. They'd lost something. He was now governed by sense and soul and not governed by spirit. Now, understand this. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Now, if I can take you back to that picture in the garden, Adam was created in the likeness of God. In other words, he was a spirit. Now, if we could see this in that realm, your spirit has a shape. Your body is just kind of like the blanket. It's the earth suit. It's like a suit that you put on. But your spirit has a shape and everything. Adam was a spirit, and his soul and body were encased in it. In other words, he was governed by spirit. He was connected properly to God. What's happened since the fall has been a reversal. Adam was lowered to a lower life that would ultimately end in death. He began to be governed by his soul and his body. Question, how many today, even in the church, are governed by their senses, the external things? See, Adam was not created like that. Adam was created and he was governed by the presence of God. See, some people call it a sixth sense, you know, where somehow you just know that something's not right, or you just know that something is right, even though all the externals are shouting out just the opposite. And when you endeavor, you find that, yeah, you're on the mark, you're on target. What is that? That's your spirit man. Your spirit has eyes, just like your body has eyes. But your body only sees the material realm. Your spirit man can see other things. See, God will sometimes even visit you in dreams and show you things symbolically that have meaning. And even though it might be a snake or an elephant or something like that, he shows you in a dream, you know by your spirit it has some significance concerning your situation, your job, whatever it is. And when you get the right interpretation, remember Joseph, how he interpreted dreams. Daniel interpreted dreams. They no one could interpret the dream. No one understood the dream, but Daniel went before God and God showed him by his spirit what the dream meant. And it always ends in promotion. When you're connected to the spirit, that's why we must more and more progressively become people of the spirit. We must become more and more people of the spirit. In other words, we cannot be, or let me say it this way, less and less can you allow yourself to be governed by wrong emotions. Hatred, anger, vice, lust, any of these things. And because we are sons of God, we have an innate ability to subdue all these things. All right? Let's move on. Now, again, the mere DNA. Now, DNA, let me just get into that a little bit. DNA, the actual word or what DNA stands for is deoxyribonucleic acid. It is any of various nucleus acids that are usually the molecular basis of heredity and are localized, especially in your cell nuclei. That's Webster. All right? In other words, your DNA carries your identity. I told him in the first service, tell somebody, look at somebody and tell them, you look just like your mama. Or you can look just like your daddy. You know, growing up, we used to be in places where, you know, like in the grocery store, somebody look over at me, you one of them Banks boys. Yeah, you look just like your daddy. Why? Because the DNA. The DNA carries your identity. But now, since the fall, the DNA only has two strands. God works in threes. Only has two strands. 23 chromosomes from your mom, 23 chromosomes from your dad. And in that DNA is just how big or small your nose is going to be. It's in your DNA. Or your ears, just like your dad's, in your DNA. What color are your eyes? In your DNA. It's there in the DNA. All right? Now, again, since the fall, it's caused man great problems. Look out in the world. Look how, I'll say, how whack the world is. The devil has stolen identity, kept identity hidden from mankind, and man has followed his own understanding. That's why we have wars. That's why there's disease and famine. When sin came, so came death on the tail end of sin. And now man's days are numbered because of Adam's fall. See, we are a result of Adam. We were born into this thing. But that was not God's plan. But let me say something. Though the world is the way that it is, this has not stopped God's plan. And see, look at somebody and tell them, if you don't know the plan, you better ask somebody. See, God has a plan for you, but the devil has shrouded or hidden your identity. And if he can do that, then you will operate on a much lower frequency in life than what God planned for us in the beginning. All right? Now, the DNA record goes back to the fall of Adam, when Adam fell. The two, now listen to me closely here with just a little biology lesson. The two-stranded DNA that Adam had that is of the mere humankind can be programmed by languages or frequencies. In other words, people that only carry the two-strand DNA are governed by the world. They trend with the world. They think like the world. They are either motivated or kept hindered or hemmed in by the world's opinions. It's like the stock market. You know, ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, people giving and, you know, selling, buying. They're governed by that. When there are only two strands present, it can be programmed by language. Somebody can talk to you a certain way, talk down on you, and before you know it, you have no self-esteem. You know, that's why it's so important when little children are growing up to speak health to them, to speak life to them, to speak, they are going to be something. You know, you can do anything. You know, no matter what color, where you've been born, or whether you're in poverty or not, speak the thing. Why? Because with the two-strand DNA, it can be programmed by language. As a matter of fact, we are a result of people speaking into our life. You have some of the insecurities you have today because of how you were treated, how you were verbally beaten down, hello, when you were growing up. And so now you can't stand to get into a situation because you have no answer for it. I have a friend. He's still a friend today. We took a trip. A group of us took a trip to Seattle to a conference up there years ago, back in the 90s. And we were going up on the Space Needle. I couldn't wait for the steak and shrimps and the lobster. I mean, we had planned this thing out. We was going up there, this, you know, because the Space Needle turns around. You see all of Seattle's beautiful day. And everybody's getting ready to get on the elevator. And the brother that was with us said, "I ain't going." I said, "Come on, man, but what? You steak and shrimp? I ain't going." Long story short, he sat down there in the lobby 3 hours. Refused to go up. The reason being, he had a phobia with elevators. Something happened to him growing up where he couldn't stand heights and he couldn't stand being in no elevator. And so he missed the steak and shrimp and lobster and the restaurant that turned around. What I'm saying is, sometimes we are held captive by experiences that we've had in this life.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m., and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.